嘉定区2021学年第一学期高三英语教学质量检测试卷听力部分现在开始。
Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. We've got plenty of tables in stock. Will you have a look at this one?
It's a nice color, and the style is not bad, but a bit too small.I'd like to get a slightly larger one.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
Two. Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I just came back from London on a long flight, and I'm having trouble sleeping.
Question. What is most probably the man?
Three. I'm so sorry, Peter.
Laura, sorry doesn't cut it. You were supposed to meet me right here 40 minutes ago.
Question. How is the man feeling now?
Four. How about watching a movie tonight?
Sounds great, but I have to go over the notes for tomorrow's midterm test.
Question. What will the woman probably do tonight? Five. Do you enjoy the performance?
Well, the actor in the lead role is very professional. I suppose the music could be a bit better, though.
Question. What can we learn about the performance?Six. What do you do in order to improve your English?
I go to movies, I go to lectures, I listen to the radio, I do lots of things. Most importantly, I practice every chance I get.
Question. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Seven. It's 7:15.We have to be at the restaurant by 7:30 for the surprise party. We'll never make it there with all this evening traffic.
Sure we will, but the party will almost be over by then.
Question. What does the man mean? Eight. You always stick to your PC recently. Are you still fascinated by chatting online?
For me, the times of chatting online has gone.
Question. What does the man mean? Nine. Do you know that our company received more than 50 applications this week?
Yes, but how many of them will survive the interview is still in doubt.
Question. What does the man imply?
10. I'm going to be up all night studying for my exam.
Seriously? Do you really think that's wise?
Question. What does the woman imply?
2. B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation.After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
The Watts Towers are located in the Watts community of Los Angeles, California. They are decorated with broken glass, shells, and other found objects. There are three tall pointed towers, four smaller towers, and even a place to sit that is covered by a roof. The towers were built by Simon Rodia. The artist, who was born in Italy in 1879, began constructing the Watts Towers in 1921 at the age of 42. He spent 33 years constructing the towers. What he called our tower was his life's work. The official name of his tower is the Watts Towers of Simon Rodia. Rodia died in 1965. The Watts community claimed the towers as part of their heritage. The Watts Towers Arts Center was founded to support arts education. It has worked with a lot of artists representing various media, such as visual arts, filmmaking, writing, music, and performing arts. The towers suffered little from the 1994 Northridge earthquake. They are one of the must-see tourist attractions in Los Angeles, well worth the $7 charge for a tour.
Now listen again, please. The Watts Towers are located in the Watts community of Los Angeles, California. They are decorated with broken glass, shells, and other found objects. There are three tall pointed towers, four smaller towers, and even a place to sit that is covered by a roof. The towers were built by Simon Rodia. The artist, who was born in Italy in 1879, began constructing the Watts Towers in 1921 at the age of 42. He spent 33 years constructing the towers. What he called our tower was his life's work. The official name of his work is the Watts Towers of Simon Rodia. Rodia died in 1965. The Watts community claimed the towers as part of their heritage. The Watts Towers Arts Center was founded to support arts education. It has worked with a lot of artists representing various media, such as visual arts, filmmaking, writing, music, and performing arts. The towers suffered little from the 1994 Northridge earthquake. They are one of the must-see tourist attractions in Los Angeles, well worth the $7 charge for a tour.
Questions 11. What's the passage mainly about?
How old was Simon Rodia when he finished constructing the towers?
13. According to the passage, what's the purpose of founding the Watts Towers Arts Center?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Community activity is part of social responsibility. It's about doing things because we want to give back to our communities or help others. It doesn't matter what teenagers do for their communities. Any involvement is good. When teenagers get involved in community activities and volunteering, they get many personal rewards and feelings of achievement. By getting involved with community activities, teenagers can come into contact with peers having similar interests and opinions and positive adult role models other than their parents. Interacting and cooperating with other adults and peers in community organizations encourages teenagers to see the world in different ways. It also helps them see how to put values or beliefs into action for the good of others. Community activities can improve teenagers' self-confidence. They can learn to deal with challenges, communicate with different people, and build up their life skills in a supportive environment. It's also a great foundation for mental health and well-being. Young people often feel good about being involved in something where others expect them to turn up, where they feel helpful and valued, and where they're supported to achieve something as part of a group. These positive feelings can help protect young people from sadness and depression.
Now listen again, please. Community activity is part of social responsibility. It's about doing things because we want to give back to our communities or help others. It doesn't matter what teenagers do for their communities. Any involvement is good. When teenagers get involved in community activities and volunteering, they get many personal rewards and feelings of achievement. By getting involved with community activities, teenagers can come into contact with peers having similar interests and opinions and positive adult role models other than their parents. Interacting and cooperating with other adults and peers in community organizations encourages teenagers to see the world in different ways. It also helps them see how to put values or beliefs into action for the good of others. Community activities can improve teenagers' self-confidence. They can learn to deal with challenges, communicate with different people, and build up their life skills in a supportive environment. It's also a great foundation for mental health and well-being. Young people often feel good about being involved in something where others expect them to turn up, where they feel helpful and valued, and where they're supported to achieve something as part of a group. These positive feelings can help protect young people from sadness and depression.
Questions. 14. Which of the following reward can teenagers get from the community activities?
According to the passage, why can teenagers maintain mental health through community activities?
What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Well, what do you think about the two candidates?
I think both candidates are very good, and their academic background is excellent. But I was more impressed by Evelyn. She was very confident and talkative. Victoria was too shy, I guess. What do you think?
That's right. Victoria is obviously a quieter person.
She's quieter, yes, but she's obviously less confident, too. Did you notice her weak handshake? Evelyn's handshake was firm.
I don't think that detail is so important.
She also had poor eye contact. She was extremely nervous.
Well,
good qualifications, but total lack of confidence. And she never smiled. I think she's a person who doesn't work well in stressful situations. Evelyn had an expressive face, was smiling, and had very good eye contact.
Maybe Victoria was just a bit frightened by the whole setup. That doesn't mean she can't handle stressful situations. You want to reject her simply because she was a bit nervous?
How do we choose then, given the fact their qualifications are almost identical?
Come to think of it, Victoria is more experienced.
By 5 months? Not much of a difference.
Well, the quietest people are the smartest people. The ones who talk less have the most brain power.
As I said, what else have we got to base our decision on?
Let's better have lunch first and give it some more thought.
Okay.
Now listen again, please. Well, what do you think about the two candidates?
I think both candidates are very good, and their academic background is excellent. But I was more impressed by Evelyn. She was very confident and talkative. Victoria was too shy, I guess. What do you think?
That's right. Victoria is obviously a quieter person.
She is quieter, yes, but she's obviously less confident, too. Did you notice her weak handshake? Evelyn's handshake was firm.
I don't think that detail is so important.
She also had poor eye contact. She was extremely nervous.
Well,
good qualifications, but total lack of confidence. And she never smiled. I think she's a person who doesn't work well in stressful situations. Evelyn had an expressive face, was smiling, and had very good eye contact.
Maybe Victoria was just a bit frightened by the whole setup. That doesn't mean she can't handle stressful situations. You want to reject her simply because she was a bit nervous?
How do we choose then, given the fact their qualifications are almost identical?
Come to think of it, Victoria is more experienced.
By 5 months? Not much of a difference.
Well, the quietest people are the smartest people. The ones who talk less have the most brain power.
As I said, what else have we got to base our decision on?
Let's better have lunch first and give it some more thought.
Okay.
Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
How does the woman tell whether a person is confident or not?
19. What does the man think of Victoria?
20. According to the woman, which of the following is the most important for an interviewer?